From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including the New York Philharmonic String Quartet and a cappella group Chanticleer. Details at lead.ku.edu.
It's 93 degrees in Lawrence, 92 in Emporia. It is 3:06.
Heard from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 in Junction City, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 3:30. In just about 25 minutes, at 3:44, the discovery of an ancient settlement in Kansas is being called Etzanoa. It's challenging long-held beliefs that all indigenous people on the Great Plains were nomadic.
They stayed here for 200 years. They built houses. They lived here year-round. I feel like there's a cliche that's been perpetuated for quite a long time, so this does challenge that.
Coming up, we'll hear how a new center is allowing the public to visit the site and learn the story of this Wichita tribe and what they're calling the Great Settlement. It's all coming up on KPR.
Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that's enriched your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at kansaspublicradio.org.
With the KPR app, you have access anywhere, anytime to your favorite Kansas Public Radio programs like Prairie Journal or This American Life. You can even hear the latest NPR and KPR newscasts. Never miss your favorite show again when you download the app for free. We have a version for iOS and a version for Android. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics. From newborn to college grad, Panda Pediatrics provides primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for kids as they grow into young adults. PandaPEDS.com.
93 degrees in Lawrence, 93 in Topeka. Extreme heat warnings in effect through 9 o'clock Friday evening.
NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Get the very latest national, international, and regional news. A great way to start off your day in an informed way.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart.
News headlines are coming up next in just about 40 seconds. We have an extreme heat warning in effect throughout the region until 9 p.m. Friday. Wouldn't be shocked to see them extend it through Saturday. Be aware, be cautious. Heat index values could be up to 110. It's 3:30.
It's old and was damaged during Hurricane Sandy. Joel Rose, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks ended higher across the board. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. The Supreme Court says states can continue to count mail-in ballots postmarked by Election Day that arrive after Election Day. Kansas currently has no grace period for mail-in ballots arriving after Election Day to be counted because of a 2025 law. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab says the high court's decision reaffirms the state's rights.
The Supreme Court has agreed with what we said, that elections are administered locally.
There's an ongoing lawsuit challenging the law that removed the 3-day grace period for counting Kansas mail-in votes. Schwab says he hopes the high court's decision leads the judge to drop the suit. A federal grand jury in Wichita has indicted a Kansas woman for allegedly stealing money from her employer. Prosecutors accused 39-year-old Shania A. Shanahan of Colby of embezzling more than $750,000 from the local co-op where she worked as head of the financial division. She's been charged with bank fraud, money laundering, and ID theft. Prosecutors say she forged more than 200 checks during a period of nearly 9 years, allegedly using the signatures of co-workers without their knowledge. The FBI is investigating. Well, throughout this World Cup tournament, Lawrence businesses have been finding ways to welcome and connect with Algerian visitors through food. Some restaurants removed dishes with pork from their menus to accommodate some Muslim customers. And one soccer bar, the Red Lion Tavern, traded alcohol for Algerian teas and sodas for a watch party. Arab American writer Fali Afani has lived in Lawrence for more than 20 years. She says that Lawrence has several good spots offering Middle Eastern food.
Food is the universal language, right? So the fastest way to someone's heart is through their stomach. But it's been really nice to see food continue to serve as a place for people to gather and connect.
Lawrence's ongoing romance with Algeria is getting to continue a little longer. The Fennec Foxes round of 32 match against Switzerland is scheduled for Thursday night in Vancouver. An extreme heat warning in effect throughout the KPR listening area through 9 o'clock Friday night. Right now it's 93 degrees in Lawrence. It is 3:35.
Support.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. A new multimedia, multisensory center in Arkansas City is telling the story of one of the oldest cities in North America. Ancestors of the Wichita tribe lived at a large settlement named Etzanoa in southern Kansas. Roger Nomer reports.
Derek Ross squints over a patch of American society.
All the Indians went away is what kind of people think, but Native American people, particularly my family and our tribe, are a meaningful part of the world that's going on today.
And these lessons are being taught at the Etzanoa Immersion Center in Arkansas City. It is open on Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Roger Nomer in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You'll find more Kansas News Service stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 in Lawrence as well, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. That's at 4:01. At 4:06, we will talk about the U.S. Supreme Court's decision today on how much money political parties can spend in coordination with candidates. It's a big ruling. It's going to have a big effect on elections going forward. We'll talk with a UCLA law professor about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, with a philanthropic focus extending to over 100 organizations, helping those in need and focusing on education, health, and the arts. More information at securitybenefit.com.
Mostly clear skies this evening, partly cloudy after midnight, still just very, very humid. Lows tonight only reaching the upper 70s. It's 92 degrees in Manhattan and 90 in Chanute at 10 minutes before 4.
It's All Things Considered from
NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Get you caught up on all the latest news first thing in the morning. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 4 o'clock.
Donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
93 degrees in Lawrence, 93 in Topeka. The time is 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.7 in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. It's going to happen at 4:30. 4:36, the Supreme Court said today that virtually all children born in the United States are entitled to birthright citizenship. Legal experts were not terribly surprised.
This is the kind of decision that they could have just pointed to the Constitution and said there's really not a job for the Supreme Court here. You just read the text.
Even so, the justice's ruling was not unanimous. We'll get full analysis coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Porter Cattle Company, raising cattle near Emporia. Richard Porter is proud to support the goals and mission of Kansas Public Radio.
An extreme heat warning in effect for virtually all of the KPR listening area through 9 o'clock Friday night. Heat index values up to 110. Take extra precautions, drink lots of water, wear loose, light-colored clothing, get into air conditioning if you can, check on your relatives, check on your neighbors, and take a little extra time caring for your pet. Be sure they have lots of water, lots of shade, and remember, if you touch the asphalt and it's too hot for your hand, it's too hot for their paws.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
93 degrees in Lawrence, 93 in Topeka. It is 4:20. This is KPR.
Pat, this is NPR.
What is the meaning of the Supreme Court's final decisions of its term? They ruled the Constitution guarantees birthright citizenship. The court also ruled on transgender athletes and campaign finance. We'll analyze those decisions tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is the show. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
News headlines are coming up in just about 40 seconds. An extreme heat warning in effect until 9 o'clock Friday night for most of the KPR listening area. Right now it's 93 degrees in Lawrence and 92 in Atchison. It's 4:30.
You are listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. The Supreme Court says states can continue to count mail-in ballots postmarked by Election Day that may arrive later. But Kansas currently has no grace period for counting mail-in ballots that arrive after Election Day. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab says the High Court's decision reaffirms the state's rights.
The Supreme Court has agreed with what we said, that elections are administered locally.
There's an ongoing lawsuit challenging the law that removed the 3-day grace period for counting Kansas mail-in votes. Schwab says he hopes the High Court's decision leads the judge to drop the suit. Two former employees of the Wyandotte County District Court received prison sentences today for using their positions in the accounting office to steal approximately $980,000 in taxpayer money. Federal prosecutors say 65-year-old Julia Roberts of Leavenworth and 63-year-old Vicki Robinson of Bonner Springs pleaded guilty to wire fraud conspiracy. A judge sentenced Roberts to nearly 3.5 years in prison. Robinson received a little more than 2 years. Farmers may see price hikes on equipment even after the Trump administration lowered tariffs on goods made from steel, copper, and aluminum in June. Equipment experts say many manufacturers can no longer afford to eat those tariff costs, so those dollars will now be passed on to consumers. Bob Thompson is the president of Michigan's Farmers Union. He says most farmers in his area use secondhand machinery because they can't afford new. Any increase in equipment prices, he says, are bad for consumers.
Tariffs haven't particularly affected that market other than when the new goes up, the used goes up, right?
Thompson says he and other farmers are feeling extra squeezed with price hikes on inputs like fertilizer, fuel, and equipment. He says farmers need more stability and government policy that protects them from rising input costs. Kansas State University students have developed a muffin mix that is made from sorghum. That's a sustainable crop that often isn't eaten by people. The Sunrise Sorghum Muffin Mix uses the grain as its first ingredient. The goal is to make a healthy recipe for Kansas schools from one of the state's top crops. Students focused on improving the muffin's taste. They found success in flavoring the recipe with apple or chocolate. Elisa Carkley teaches food and grain science at K-State. She says sorghum is a healthy grain that should be eaten more.
Just increasing the exposure of sorghum and adding more variety, and especially using a Kansas crop in our school system, that would be a great objective.
The muffin recipe is waiting on final approval from the Kansas State Department of Education. After that, the recipe will be distributed to Kansas school cafeterias. It's 4:35.
It's All Things Considered. Levels of happiness and
life. David Arts engagement was related to 4% slower aging rate.
Morning Edition brings you the news to keep you informed, but we also bring you something vital every weekday.
Join us for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where faculty and students use an on-campus research reactor to study applications of nuclear science in medicine, energy, and safety. More information at k-state.edu.
Hope you'll stay tuned. Thanks so much for tuning in to KPR. We are your place for NPR news. Proud service of the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Lots of other frequencies, too, thanks to the generous contributions of listeners just like you. We are also always online at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next 30 minutes, we will get you an update of news headlines. That'll happen at 5:01. Then at just about 5:12, nearly 150 Venezuelans were deported from the U.S. last Wednesday. They were flown to Caracas. It turns out that timing was not great.
Passengers on that plane included women and children. They were being processed that afternoon in a hotel in La Guaira when powerful twin earthquakes struck.
The hotel collapsed and many of those deportees were killed. We'll tell you more about the tragedy coming up on KPR. 93 degrees in Topeka. It's 10 minutes before 5.
What is the effect of the Supreme Court's final decisions of its term, including one on birthright citizenship? On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station's Morning Edition. Starts off your day with the latest news and more. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 93 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 5 o'clock.
.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Riverette Print and Skate, a source for custom promotional products such as T-shirts, stickers, and more. Available to discuss print projects at its North Lawrence location. Quotes online at riverettks.com.
93 degrees in Lawrence, but OSHA says it feels like 103. The time is 5:06. This is KPR. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for making KPR a part of your day. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 5:30. At 5:36, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that states may ban trans women and girls from participating in women's and girls' sports at publicly funded schools.
Advocates are disappointed in the ruling, obviously, but it was not unexpected.
Today's 6-3 decision broke along ideological lines. We'll get you the details on that story. Then we will visit what they are calling an immersion center using virtual reality, all kinds of interesting exhibitions focused on Etzanoa, an ancient Kansas settlement in the Great Plains. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Friends of the Press, a membership program of the University Press of Kansas that supports the publication of scholarly and regional books. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.
You can stay on top of the latest headlines, listen to your favorite programs, and tune in live everywhere you go using the KPR app. It's available for free. Download it wherever you get apps. Find out more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing backup power, such as automatic standby generators and backup battery systems for businesses and homes that can be used during storm season. More at cromwellsolar.com.
The time is 5:20.
Supreme Court's final decisions of its term. They ruled the Constitution guarantees birthright citizenship. The court also ruled on transgender athletes and campaign finance. We'll analyze those decisions on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. The latest national, international, and regional news. Tomorrow, your hosts are Steve Inskeep, Michelle Martin, and Matthew Algio.
If you've got an old car, truck, or motorcycle that's sitting around gathering cobwebs, donate it to KPR. A tow truck will come and pick up the vehicle, and you'll be eligible for a tax deduction. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
News headlines are up next. It is 93 degrees in Lawrence, but it feels like 103. It's 93 in Atchison, but it feels like 106. Stay cool, stay hydrated. The time is 5:30.
Another college admissions test that rivals the ACT. But in 2024, the College Board, which owns the SAT, took the administration over. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News.
Stocks finished higher on Wall Street today. You are listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. The Supreme Court says states can continue to count mail-in ballots postmarked by Election Day that may arrive later than Election Day. Kansas currently has no grace period for counting mail-in ballots that arrive after Election Day because of a 2025 law. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab says the High Court's decision reaffirms the state's rights.
The Supreme Court has agreed with what we said, that elections are administered locally.
There is an ongoing lawsuit challenging the law that removed the three-day grace period for receiving Kansas mail-in votes. Schwab says he hopes the high court's decision leads the judge to drop that suit. Farmers may see price hikes on equipment even after the Trump administration lowered tariffs on goods made from steel, copper, and aluminum in June. Equipment experts say many manufacturers can no longer afford to eat tariff costs, so those dollars will now be passed on to consumers. Bob Thompson is the president of Michigan's Farmers Union. He says most farmers in his area use secondhand machinery because they can't afford new. But any increase in equipment prices, he says, are bad for consumers.
Tariffs haven't particularly affected that market, other than when the new goes up, the used goes up, right?
Thompson says he and other farmers are feeling extra squeezed with price hikes on inputs like fertilizer, fuel, and equipment. He says farmers need more stability and government policy that protects them from rising input costs. Throughout the World Cup tournament, Lawrence businesses have been finding ways to welcome and connect with Algerian visitors through food. Some restaurants are removing dishes with pork from their menus to accommodate some Muslim customers. And one soccer bar, the Red Lion Tavern, traded alcohol for Algerian tea and soda for a watch party. Arab American writer Fali Afani has lived in Lawrence for more than 20 years. She says the college town has several good spots offering Middle Eastern food.
Food is the universal language, right? So the fastest way to someone's heart is through their stomach. But it's been really nice to see food continue to serve as a place for people to gather and connect.
Lawrence's ongoing romance with Algeria will be continuing a little longer. The Foxes' round of 32 match against Switzerland is scheduled for Thursday night in Vancouver. An extreme heat warning is in effect until 9 o'clock Friday night. I would not be shocked to see this extended for an additional day or two. Heat index values up to 110 tonight. Very humid. Lows in the upper 70s, which doesn't allow a lot of time for cooling off or much cooling off in general. Sunny, hot, and humid again tomorrow with highs in the lower 90s. 93 degrees in Lawrence. Feels like 103. It's 5:35.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. A new multimedia, multisensory center in Arkansas City is telling the story of one of the oldest cities in North America. Ancestors of the Wichita tribe lived at a large settlement named Etzanoa in southern Kansas. Roger Nomer filed this report.
Derek Ross squints over in Arkansas City. It is open on Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Roger Nomer in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You'll find more of their stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas Bad Mireille Prahl for Sunday Jayhawk Jukebox, Sunday, July 5th at 2 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio 91.5 in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Very busy news day, so we have a lot to talk about. We'll get you an update of news headlines at 6:01. Then, the Court of the United States, the Supreme Court, overturned limits on how much money political parties can spend in coordination with candidates. Turns out this is a really big shift to the way in which campaign finance has been working. We'll have a conversation with the UCLA law professor about it. We will also talk with an expert about the birthright decision, birthright citizenship decision that came down today as well. It's all coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in Headquarters, Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org.
92 degrees in Manhattan, feels like 102. 91 in Emporia, where it feels like 101.
It's All Things Considered.
From Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate. At progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. And from the Public Welfare Foundation.
What is the effect of the Supreme Court's final decisions of its term, including one on birthright citizenship? On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210 CR Atchison 89.9. K258BT Manhattan 99.5. And at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 93 degrees in Lawrence. It's 6 o'clock.